It is time now for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Metier. Phil joining us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. The latest numbers show that crime is down dramatically in San Francisco, but none more so than car thefts, which have dropped 45% since last year. That is the biggest decrease in any of the 35 cities tracked in this new report. Phil, what is behind this big drop in car thefts in San Francisco?
Well, there's a couple of things. You know, if you talk to law enforcement, they point to the new license plate readers that are out on the streets. So if you steal a car, people, you know, it's easier for them to spot it and get at it. Others say that it's the post-COVID situation. We're not seeing the crime that we did before. We got to be honest about it. I mean, when crime goes up, law enforcement usually has a lot of reasons. When crime goes down, they have a lot of reasons. How much of them are actually, you know, true? It's no one really knows. You know, it's like the weather. When it's sunny out, everybody takes credit. When it's raining, everybody's got a reason. So it's definitely down. And it's interesting because while San Francisco is down 45%, the national average is 17% down. San Jose, it's rocketing up. Okay, this is what we're talking about, what's up and what's down. San Jose is up 49%. Now, San Francisco is still getting like four cars stolen a day, but San Jose's gotten 15 cars stolen a day. So you say, okay, in San Francisco it's down and San Jose is up. What's the difference? One of the things they're saying is in San Jose, people are getting themselves new tech. There are tech gadgets you can buy even online that basically can get around the key system in a car and the ignition system in a car. So newer cars are getting targeted in San Jose. San Francisco, it's down. San Jose, it's up. Go figure.
Okay, car thefts are down. That's great if you own a car. I don't even have a car. But what I see is murders are down, robbery is down, burglary is down. Mm-hmm. Do people feel safer? Is it tangible?
Yes, I think people do feel safer. Now, what we had, here's a tie-in. What we had were people were stealing cars, not for joyrides so much in San Francisco, but to go and use them for burglaries, use them for robberies, and use them for other things, not the least of which was going down to Union Square and driving them into the front of a store and then robbing the store. You've seen the videos. Well, now there's blocks up around all the storefronts in Union Square. More and more stores are using in-store security or even just locking things up or, you know, locking down aisles. So we're seeing a combination of more, you know, your stores aren't what they used to be. There's not as many stores as they used to be, but yes, people are feeling safer. They are not feeling, and you can see that reflected in the polls. In San Francisco, they feel the city safer. They feel it's cleaner. They still want to see it turn around. But when you get news like that car break-ins, but even more, car thefts are down, but even better news that car break-ins are down, because that really gets people ticked. That's good news for mayor and law enforcement.
KCBS insider Phil Metier. Phil, thank you. Of course, Phil will be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning with Margie and Eric.